in a small cafe. She made her way to the stage with her instrument and tote to perform some song she wrote. So she sang about her mother, her warp sister and half-brothers, and a litany of lovers from whom she'd been set free. Then she sang about another whom she kicked out when he smothered, all her musings and her mutterings and creativity. Then she sang about her old car and her gritty gigs and gay bars, where she finger-picked her guitar, songs of mediocrity. She made mention of her gray roots and the two warts on her right foot and a tattoo on her tattoosh, just a privileged few could see. She played those introspective songs, plucking that guitar with her heart upon her sleeve. She had more introspective songs than a drunken Irish poet drowning in his misery. Had a tune about her new flame, he's the one she proudly proclaimed. Mr. Previous had brought shame, making merry with a friend. There were trials and tribulations and a host of strained relations, but with improved expectations, she'd be stronger in the end. Then a note towards the big time as she charted out her timeline, knowing fully there's a large line between failure and success. So her life became her topic, with her vision so myopic, making music slow and caustic as she sang about herself. She played those introspective songs, plucking that guitar with her heart upon her sleeve. She had more introspective songs than a drunken Irish poet drowning in his misery. Could she raise her voice to laughter, sing of truth or world disaster, paint a portrait of hereafter or the beauty of the land, question policy and vision, sing about some hero's mission, call for protest and petition, sing it loud and make a stand. Can there be no explanation, as there's no exoneration, for this inward contemplation that she hoped we'd understand? There are skeletons in my past, but the world won't root through my trash. It's been buried, burned, is now ash, and it's gone back to the land. She played those introspective songs, plucking that guitar with her heart upon her sleeve. She had more introspective songs than a drunken Irish poet drowning in his misery. She played those introspective songs, plucking that guitar with her heart upon her sleeve. She had more introspective songs than a drunken Irish poet drowning in his misery. In a small cafe, she made her way to the stage with her instrument and tote to perform some song she wrote.